Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning to all of you. This is Dr. Bernard Johnson. Welcome to the First Fruits Prayer and Praise Line Worldwide. I want to just greet you in the name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you for being here to help me thank God and to send up the prayers and the praises. God bless you. God bless you. Hope you had a good night's rest. The Lord is on this line. We always surrender the line to the Lord and ask the Holy Ghost to take over. Father, we love you, Lord, and we thank you for all your goodness and kindness. Thank you for this day. What a wonderful day it is just to know that you're here, God, is worth it all. Worth it all. Worth it all. We appreciate you. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts for everything that you've done. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts for everything that you're doing. You have made a way out of no way. You have blessed us so phenomenally, Lord. And we want to thank you. It's a great day just to give you praise. Great day to give you adoration. Thank you for making us more than conquerors.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord, for fixing things for us. Thank you, Lord, for making us triumphant and for all your many, all for awesome blessings. I want to ask you, Lord, to forgive us for all sin, everything we've done we shouldn't have done, every thought we thought we shouldn't have thought. Everything we haven't done that we should have done. Help us forgive those who have trespassed against us. Our Lord bless your people everywhere. You're the one and the reason for us to be on this line. We just want to thank you. Thank you for new depths and for new heights. Thank you for new dimensions and new realms and new places and new horizons. Thank you for that new future. Thank you for a new vision. Oh, thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
thank you. It's so wonderful. Thank you for new promotions, for new blessings, and for new miracles.
Yes, Lord. Thank you.
You're just so awesome. We're asking you to look on the people today everywhere. Bless them in all kinds of ways. Bless your finances, Lord. In the name of Jesus, release monies being held up. In the name of Jesus, release unexpected checks to the people. Bless them in a special way. Release inheritances. Release monies owed. And release pension checks. IRS checks. What kind of checks? Release it, Lord, unto your people. The enemy is a liar. Seems to be the one who holds all the money and talking money from your people. But in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, Paul, I know, Peter, I know, Jesus is the most precious name we know. And we pray in the name of Jesus. God touch and block the blessings to your people. Now I pray that you heal your people of all manner of sicknesses and diseases.
In the name of
Jesus. Could be affliction with
yes.
And bless them in the name of Jesus. So comfort us, Lord, with your love, with your presence. We'll give you the glory and all the honor that belongs to you. We'll give it to you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for allowing us to give you through the auspices of the blog line on last night. 40 million people. We only ask 1 million people. Help us thank you 1,000 times. We're able to thank you 1,000 times as a million people. Over a million joined us. Lord, we're able to give you 1 billion praises on last night. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Lord, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I want to thank you for this new awakening across the world, Lord, that you are blessing to come to pass. We appreciate it. And God, I'm asking, let the vision that you gave to us come to pass. Amen. I know it will because you gave it. And thank you for it. And bless everyone. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. And for the glory of God, we ask all these things. Thank you, Lord. Properly in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen and amen and amen.
Praise the Lord.
My. God bless all of y'all. Good morning to you. Are y'all awake on this line? Good morning to you. Good morning, people.
Good morning. Good
morning. Good morning. Good morning. Oh, my God. Are y'all awake? Amen. Good morning. Y'all not speaking, some of y'all? Amen. Thank you for the ones who are speaking. Good morning to you. Bless you. Let's try it again. Good morning to you, everybody. Good morning. The Lord bless you. The Lord bless you and keep you. Let's go to God this morning. Let's take it up. Let's take it up. Amen. And do a praise check. Has the Lord bless you? Has the Lord helped you? Amen. You can
praise
the Lord. Amen. Let's just put it our way to America. Lord, thank you. 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 Thank you in advance for everything you're going to do.
Thank you
for how you make it a way. Thank you for how you're blessing. Thank you.
Thank you,
Lord. Heavy burden. Thank you. Thank you. We bless your holy name. We give you praise. We give you adoration. We lift you up. We esteem you. We clothe you. We cherish you. We celebrate you. Yeah, we say hallelujah. We say hallelujah to your holy name. We give you the glory. All the glory and the praise belongs to you. Thank you. Thank you. Come on, saints, help me thank him this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, 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 thank you,
thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you,
thank you. Get your praise on. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. All of you, we just thank you for helping me give God some praise and you.
Amen.
This morning, well, that's one of the things I like about y'all. Y'all be thinking no matter what time you wake up, you know that he's been so good that you can offer praise unto our Heavenly Father. Thank you so much. Amen. Thank God for all of our sisters on the line. Oh, my God. We just praise God for you and thank God for you. Thank God for all of our sisters. Thank God for our ambassadors. Thank God for Ambassador Hagen, Ambassador Pfeiffer, and Ambassador Stern, Ambassador Lake Hodges. Just thank God for all of y'all. We give honor to all of you today in the name of Jesus. Of course, we thank God for Lady Betty Johnson. My God, she's on the line, and we thank God for her. Also, thank God for Mother Edie Johnson. That's my 94-year-old mother. For some of you who may be on the line, as this is maybe your first or second time, Mother Edie Johnson. And Mother Johnson had such a beautiful dinner at the close of the convention at your house. You know, people don't invite you in too much anymore. And I want to thank God for Ambassador Pfeiffer, who invited us, and Brother Pete up there. Please, I want to hear from Brother Pete today. Ask him, can he say hello today? But I want to thank God for you all, and Brother Johnson, who invited us into her home with all the people from the First Fruits in there who stayed over. Thank God. We had such a good time, great time. My, my, my. And Mother Johnson, I know you don't do much cooking anymore, but you can sure burn. God bless you. And everybody on the line, we appreciate you. Thank God for Pastor Spotting the Elder Hoops. And the day is on me. Maybe I haven't done things all right, but we do honor all the bishops, superintendents, pastors. God bless you and you and you and you. Yeah. I wanna open up the wisdom seminar today and see what wisdom God has given through you. Amen. Now, in Acts 2nd chapter, 17th verse, talked about it, and shall come to pass in the last days. But God, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. And it says, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Now we're getting all of these different people who are interpreting that. I want to know what y'all think about that. Is it, what does that mean? Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. We will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. That's Acts, the 2nd chapter, and that's the 17th verse. It shall come to pass, in the last days, that God is speaking these words. In the last days, I'm going to pour out my spirit upon all flesh. And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Well, we're getting a lot of people interpreting that, and they're saying, I don't believe in no daughters prophesy. I don't believe in women prophesying to God. What is prophesying? What does that mean? Is the word right or not? Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Or are we interpreting that wrong? And your young men, I'm going to deal with that phone tomorrow. The young men see visions, old men dream and dreams. But I want to know, what does that mean to y'all? And it shall come to pass in the last day. Is the word right? Because y'all use the same word about thou shalt not lie. The same words as thou shalt not steal and all that. What about this over here? This is not right or something. Or is it right? I want to know what y'all think. And it shall come to pass in the last days, says God, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. God,
then I'm going to pour out my spirit upon all flesh. And God said, we'll have your sons and daughters too. They're going to prophesy. The line is over to you. This is the wisdom line. I'm going to mess with y'all today. Amen. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Who wants to jump in there and tell me what that means to you? Amen. The line is open to you.
God bless you, Dr. Johnson. Good morning to everyone on the prayer line this morning. It's Dr. Pfeiffer, Ambassador Pfeiffer. Thank God for the elevation and the promotion in the Word and in the kingdom of God. I am looking at that also in the book of Joel. It has been mentioned several times in the Bible, also in Luke 1 and 68, I believe, as well. And it just goes to let us know that God has no respect of person. And I just feel that in the last days, there will be a hunger and a thirst after righteousness, after the Lord, after the Word of God, because so much will have happened until tests and trials will drive the people to the throne of God. Tests and trials will drive people to church. It will lead and guide you, and I just feel that God is ready now to pour out his spirit upon all flesh, and people are prophesying across the nation. And I don't believe that he has a gender. So because it says sons and daughters, male and female. So I just feel that there will be a hunger and a thirst after the Word of God from the trials that the people of God have endured over the years, and they will be ready to receive him, ready to receive the anointing. And when God starts opening up the window, pouring out his blessing, I just feel that it's going to fall on some people that didn't expect it to fall on them, weren't looking for it, didn't know it would happen that way. Some of the people that have denied God over the years, and now they want to trust him. But I just believe it's going to happen because of a hunger and a thirst and the need for the people in the land. God bless you.
God bless you. You said something so wonderful, Ambassador. Pastor, the need. Hunger and the thirst is such a great need. Women, carrying women, and men, carrying men. Bible says in the last day the gospel will have preached. It will be preached all over the world. Every nook and every crevice has to be preached there. That men will get the gospel there. Will God lead everybody to get the gospel all over the world? I believe he needs everybody. I believe in every nook, every crevice, everywhere. God's using people like never before. Get his gospel preached everywhere. All right, the line is open to you. If you want to comment, amen. Whatever you want to say.
Good morning, Dr. Johnson.
Good morning to you.
Mm-hmm. And Senator Johnson, the Lady Betty, Mother Johnson, to all of the great women and men of God of the cloth on the line. I just want to comment on that because I'm a living testimony to that scripture. In the last days, he will pour out his spirit among all flesh, and your sons and daughters shall prophesy. The last days have been here for some time. We've been living in the last days. I'm a product of the last days because the Lord blessed me to pour out his spirit upon me. The word prophesy means to preach, to tell it, to explore it. And that is the scripture that the Lord gave me when he called me to the ministry. And I am a product of generations that have gone on before that the Spirit fell upon me through the lineage of my grandparents on both sides of my mother and father, who were pastors in their own rights, and the Spirit fell upon me, and I'm one of the sons and the daughters through that generation, and I thank God for that. And my children have already gotten the mantle, and my great and my grandchildren and my great grandchildren will have it. So I thank God for that, because you see, in the last days, and I believe we have been in the last days for some decades, that he has poured out his spirit, and he will continue to pour out his spirit. You are probably, I believe, Dr. Johnson, is one of the products of the last days. You know, he didn't say when it will come. He said in the last days. And I'm certainly am one that had the was up under the umbrella of the last days that I ran to the Lord. And when I came to Jesus, it wasn't long before his spirit poured out upon me. And I want to share, I may not be any young people on the line. Still could be some that are still running from the call of God to have the Lord to use them in that area. Preaching don't always mean with a microphone and standing on the podium. It means telling the news, spreading the gospel, calling those to come unto Jesus. You know, a hunger and a thirst. If you got a hunger and a thirst, you're going to tell somebody and they're going to see it. And then they're going to come toward the Lord. And I just believe that in my spirit, that was the scripture that the Lord gave unto me, that I ran to the Lord when he called me to the gospel to carry the word of God. And that's something nobody could ever take from me, because I know when it happened. So I am a product of the last days, and I've been in it for a while, and there will be more to come until Jesus comes. So I just wanted to share that much. God bless you all. This is my prayer.
Thank you, Ambassador Stern. God bless you so much. And then now you open up something here. I want to ask you, since the word says the sons and the daughters, you got some people who have a problem with that. We live in a male society. I don't know if I call it male chauvinistic or whatever, but they have a problem with the daughters prophesying, even though the word says it. So some of y'all on here, tell me how y'all handle that. What do y'all, I mean, you know, some people get even angry. Some denominations get angry because that portion right there, the daughters, are now taking a mantle and prophesying. Maybe it's because the men have not read or taken the mantle to not be able to. It's so difficult for God to move from these stubborn men.
And, Dr. Johnson, if I had to go by that just for a gender, and just sons prophesy, we can't take out what the word of God say. The word say your sons and your daughters, and God had a reason for that. Some of us did not bear sons. I bear daughters. Then that meant my daughters would be left out of the equation. But my daughters, the mantle have fallen on them, you know. And then the Bible also says that my people will perish for lack of knowledge. And it needs, you know, when you don't understand, I would not argue the word of God. And there's been down through generations that there were men that didn't believe women should carry the word of God. And we know that Mary was the first one that carried the word when she was at the tomb side. But if they don't understand, they shouldn't. I would not ever argue against the word of God. I would ask the Lord to give me wisdom and knowledge and understanding, and I would go to someone that is very gifted in the word of God and let them explain it to me. So when you argue against what the word say, you can't take that out the Bible. It did not say just sons. It say sons and daughters. And so therefore, if you don't understand that, then you cannot add, according to the book of Revelation, you cannot add or take away from the word of God. Otherwise, there lies a curse upon you. I'll leave that alone, because I've been in that position as a daughter, as a woman, and there were times that I was accepted, and there were times I was not accepted, but I didn't have the problem. They did, because I know who I am in Christ Jesus. God bless you. I'll leave that alone.
Dr. Thompson, this is Dr. Pfeiffer, Ambassador Pfeiffer. I have to get used to that myself. Praise God. But I'm just thinking on the word of God here in the book of Ephesians, where it says, bring them up in the nurture and the admonition. The the mother brings, gives the does the nurturing, and the father does the admonition, which is the instructions. And that's what the family need, instructions. Family need nurturing. They need to know how to love one another, how to be able to share the word of God. They need to know how to give instructions and receive instructions. You can't be a leader unless you're a good follower. So they need that nurturing and that admonition from the father. Fathers provoke them not to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and the admonition. So we need that. And when God made man, he created woman. So we know that evidently he had a place for the woman by the side there or here on earth, because with the things that the women have gone through. There are so many things in the Bible concerning the women that is not always brought out and taught. Yes, people teach on Esther and Ruth, but and Naomi, but there are so many other scriptures all through the Bible that every time they speak of a man, they speak of his wife or the woman, but they just don't give the name. But there is a book with some of the names of the women leaders in there. And the Lord knew that in the last days he would pour out his spirit upon all flesh, because now we see why. Most of our men are behind bars. If they were to allow the jail cell to rock at midnight and open up and let the men go free, then you would see that there were probably as many men as it is women. And we have our men locked away. So this is why it can't be limited to a gender of just male only. But it said sons and daughters. So thank God. Amen. Back in your hands.
Thank you so much, Ambassador Pfeiffer. Amen. That's exactly one of the things I was going to hit on right there. Is God sits high, and he looks low. He knows what's before us and what is behind us when I fight him. He looks for us in the future, and saw that there would be a shortage of men to be free to preach the gospel all around the world. He's been all flesh, all sons and daughters, but God will use everybody to respect a person. Use everybody everywhere. I'm not, that's why he's done. He sees when we cannot see. He knows when we cannot know. God bless you. Anyone else want to have a comment? This is the...
Can I give a scripture? I just want to give this scripture out of Acts. This is Dr. Stern, Acts 21:8-9. And it's about Philip, who was saying, the next day when he were of Paul's company departed and came unto Caesarea, and we entered into the house of Philip, who was an evangelist, which was one of the seven, and abode with him. And this is one. The same man had four daughters, virgins, which did prophesy. He had four daughters that prophesied, and I know I can't do all of talk, but I also wanted to tell you that there was one by the name of Huda that had four.
In France and in England, all over the world. Will you help us just the people all around your country and start thanking God 1,000 times? I'll be on there tonight at 9 o'clock, showing you how we do it. Amen. It only takes about 15, maybe 20 minutes at the most to thank God 1,000 times. Join me on the blog line. I believe I have 646-595-2033.
Sons and daughters, when we see people on the street, they are our sons and daughters in a way, because we have to consider them, because God can take them and make them the best evangelist people in the prisons and every place like that. Mm-hmm. It just doesn't consist of, like, people around the church, and some people have never known churches, but God can take them and make a ministry out of them.
Thank you so much. Yes, God has no respect of persons and colors and races. He uses people from all races, like white, brown, whatever you want to call it. Uses. You know, one of the things, you know, I try to be a very compassionate person. One of the things I was thinking about, what pain, I mean, what great pain some of you women must have experienced in your life. People, mainly the men, have ignored you, ignored the word of God, and tried to make it to their own agenda. Be left out. That's just, you can go back to your childhood, and when they were playing games, and when people pick this one and pick that one and leave you out. That's a pain. That's a great pain. And I was thinking, what great pain many of you who are the daughters have experienced for males to only use the males and only honor the males, and when you deserve honor, leave you out. All right. And I want to apologize